For today's That's Entertainment, I'm speaking to Martin Ellis from Blackbrook Valley Arts. Martin, tell me about Blackbrook Valley Arts.
Well, Blackbrook Valley Arts is an organisation based in Chinle, and we work very closely with the community association in Chinle. And we are there to promote live music, live events taking place in the community in Chinle. And we normally put on a programme of events over the year. We've done a couple of events this year. We've got at least two lined up for next year already. And we're, as I say, looking to bring live entertainment, live music to people in Chinle and the surrounding district to enable them to come out and sample high quality entertainment, live music on their doorstep.
Now, you mentioned that you tried to promote artists. What kind of artists have you worked with in the past? Are they local people, or, you know, how does that work?
Well, we work very closely with an organisation called Live and Local, and they promote these artists in the Midlands and probably slightly further south, but they have a wide range of artists that are linked to them, and they come not just from the Midlands, but wider of field than that. And we had one earlier this year who came from the States, so just quite often sort of folky bluesy bands, that sort of thing. So it's acoustic music predominantly, so you're not going to get sort of heavy rock bands appearing in Chinle just yet, but generally the events are very popular, and people seem to enjoy them. They come back.
And the events that you put on, what are they like? What's the kind of atmosphere, and what's it like to be there?
We're quite relaxed, I guess, and generally hold them on a Saturday. Usually take part over two halves, and we have an interval in the middle, and there's, as I say, there's live music. People can get refreshments at either alcoholic drinks at a bar or teas and coffees and that sort of thing. So it's just a all-round good night out on the doorstep, really. So with music performed by top quality acts. High quality.
Fantastic. It sounds really interesting, and it sounds like a brilliant thing to bring to Chinle and the area. Now, I know that on the 3rd of December you've got a ceilidh going on. What can you tell me about the ceilidh? I remember you mentioned that it's the first ceilidh that you've put on.
Yeah, it's a little bit different from what we normally promote. Normally, as I said before, we bring in bands, and they're sort of fully responsible for all the entertainment. Now, this one we've organised completely ourselves, and so we're bringing in a band called the Barnstormers, who are actually all professional musicians, and they play various instruments for the BBC Philharmonic Orchestra in Manchester. So they're all excellent musicians. One of them lives in Chinle, the other one lives in Chapel. I'm not sure where the third one lives, but this is essentially a violinist, an accordion player, and a final guy plays the double bass. So these are, you know, very accomplished musicians. And in addition to those three, we have a caller who's going to call all the steps for the barn dances. And his friend of mine lived in Chinle for a long time now. So it's a little bit different from what we normally put on, and we're hoping it's going to be a success.
And I think the thing with the ceilidh for me is I always seem to get my feet tied around each other and have no idea where I'm going and turn in the wrong direction. Is that something people should worry about, or is it, you know, are people going to get guided through the steps?
Well, yeah, they shouldn't be worried at all. They're going to be guided through the steps by Paul, and also guided along by fine music from the band. So even if they can't dance, here's their big opportunity to emulate their stars on Strictly on a Saturday night and come and do it for themselves instead.
Just remind us, when is the event, and are there tickets still available? How can people get hold of tickets?
Right, OK, the event's Saturday the 3rd of December, and it's taking place in Chinle at the WI Hall, which is on Lower Lane. Tickets are still available through Chinle Stores, which is the shop right next door to the WI Hall in Chinle. And also, if they can't get to that shop, they can get the tickets online at wegottickets.com. And the tickets are priced at £10 each. So for that, they get the live entertainment. They also get a hot pot supper as well thrown in for nothing. In addition to that, drinks are available at the bar. There's a range of alcoholic drinks, wines, and local beers and teas and coffees if people prefer that.